Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So Matt Gaetz all over the news. All over the news except for over at Fox News. Evidently, they have Fox News has not mentioned his name in over 30 hours, which I guess not surprising. While the other networks, they can't stop talking about him. And I'll be honest, if he took my teenage daughter across state lines, we'd be having a very, very long talk. Not with very few words, but we'd be having something. Anyway, here to share some thoughts on Matt Gaetz and all the craziness that goes around that, I've asked our good friend Max Burns to come talk with us. Max is a Democratic strategist, also a columnist over at the Daily Beast. Max, thanks for taking time for us.
Absolutely, anytime.
So I've seen it. I've seen this is stupid Watergate. This is Watergates. It's all kinds of crazy thoughts on the representative getting himself in a little twist.
Yeah, and what this seems to be probably most appropriately called is a potentially major criminal investigation against a sitting member of Congress who is accused at this point. I mean, the more we learn, the worse this picture gets for Matt Gaetz. Accused not only at this point of potentially sex trafficking a child, but also in trafficking other women he paid for sex out to his Republican buddies in Florida. And I mean, if this looks sort of like a trailer park version of what Jeffrey Epstein did, the only difference is in the scale of it. I mean, it is not that different in what they were intending to do.
That is an excellent frame for that. That is an excellent frame of trailer park Jeffrey Epstein. That fits him. That's probably the best description I've heard yet. And look, he's one of these guys that nobody is unhappy seeing this happen to him, because from what I'm now hearing, and I think what's being reported is, you know, this stuff's been banging around for a while. It's just that he had the protection of Trump in the White House, and nobody was paying attention to it then.
He had the protection of Trump in one hand, and also the protection of the silence and complicity of the GOP in the other. I mean, there are Republicans who have now said off the record to Axios, to Politico, that they encountered Matt Gaetz on the floor of the House, sharing photos of his sexual conquests. And now I would imagine quite a few of those people who maybe laughed and slapped him on the back and said, good going, might be talking to their lawyers tonight about whether they were unintentionally looking at child pornography. And that's a really serious situation that shows you just how fully the accountability structure of the GOP has collapsed.
Yeah.
That nobody said a word.
You know, it was interesting to me, and when I knew this was serious, I watched the clip of the interview with him and Tucker Carlson. And Tucker Carlson just dropped him in one of the best ways where, you know, Gaetz is going, hey, you remember we had dinner together? He's like, nope, I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, it should stand to reason that every Tucker Carlson interview is kind of a train wreck, but rarely do you see Tucker Carlson or any Fox News host actually come out after the interview as Tucker did and basically tell his viewers, listen, I have no idea what just happened. That was a weird interview, and we don't know what the truth is. So at this point, even Fox News is cutting bait on Matt Gaetz, who just a few days ago was shopping around there for a job.
Yeah. No, isn't that interesting? I mean, you know, I woke up the other day and he was saying that he's thinking about retiring, going to go into media. I guess Newsmax was, he was thinking about Newsmax. And then it was like 5 hours later, this all broke.
Yeah, and there's a lot of speculation that these are tied together, that maybe Gaetz is trying to get out ahead of this. But this isn't an investigation Gaetz will be able to outrun. This has already ensnared his friend, a Seminole County tax collector, on 33 counts in his most recent indictment. And these have more and more started to point to Matt Gaetz, as the DOJ seems to think. This is going to be something where without a Bill Barr or a Donald Trump to have your back, there are real problems coming Matt Gaetz' way really fast.
Yeah. Did you get any background on how the father was wearing a wire? Because I'm still trying to figure out why the father was, the former congressman, his father, Don, why was he wearing a wire?
This whole story is kind of crazy. And what Matt Gaetz tried to do was muddy the waters about what happened. He's saying that this has come out because he's being blackmailed by someone in the FBI who found out about the investigation and wanted $25 million from him. Now, that still doesn't resolve the question of, in order to be blackmailed in the first place, there must be an actual investigation going on.
Right.
So even if we admit that this does make Matt Gaetz very blackmailable, it doesn't erase for a second the reason that happened. And that's going to be what gets Matt Gaetz, not this attempt to paint himself as a victim.
So now you got to start asking questions of, you know, why they let it go so long. You know, how much of, you know, maybe, you know, and I hate to bring Russia into this, but you know, the same thing with, you know, with Trump. You know, how much dirt do anyone, name the group, you know, Trump himself, the Russians, whoever, how much dirt do they have on these people to make them do the things they do and the control that they have over them?
Yeah, it just shows that the idea, all these Republicans who laughed at the idea of compromising material and say, oh, we could never be blackmailed, actually appear to have quite a bit that they can be blackmailed for. And Matt Gaetz was among the loudest voices talking about QAnon, child trafficking, all the while running his own little dime operation in Florida. Yeah, and it really should make a lot of these Republicans ask, are these the good guys, or are we actually on a side of abetting this, what would essentially be serious child abuse?
Yeah. Now, look, there, Democrats have had their problems in the past as well, and I'm sure there will be in the future. But I look at this, and, you know, this is somebody who was up on a high horse. And look, the media built him up there, and they're having fun watching him being torn down. I think they'll have fun when he ends up going to prison, because I think a lot of these could carry some pretty serious charges, especially taking a minor across state lines in Florida, where the age of consent, I found out, is 18. There's no 16 or 17 with a couple-year difference. It's 18. That's it.
It's absolutely. And Matt Gaetz continues to refer to a 17-year-old woman. But legally, you're right. She is a girl, and that is a crime. And we're looking at some of these charges are 10 years in jail for what Matt Gaetz is doing. And it raises serious questions about not only his judgment in general, but was this affecting the way he was governing? He was one of the few to oppose tougher anti-trafficking legislation. Now we have to ask if he was doing that to protect his little side hustle.
Yeah. No, because something about fake IDs and all kinds of stuff. And again, I go back to, you know, being a parent of teenage daughters. If someone, like I said, if someone like him came sniffing around, we're going to have a long conversation with few words.
It's one of the dumbest, in a way, one of the dumbest capers we've seen yet, because you have Matt Gaetz and this guy facing 33 charges of sex trafficking, tax fraud, stalking, and they're making fake IDs. They're just printing them out on the desk right in front of the security camera. I mean, the sense of untouchability that Matt Gaetz must have had is truly delusional, to think that he could just run government services as his personal, like, side profit operation. Really shows you how out of touch the GOP has become.
Yeah, he claims he's not going to resign. He will not resign, and I don't want him to. I want him to be arrested, tried, convicted, and booted out.
Oh, absolutely. I would love the opportunity to see Matt Gaetz thrown out of Congress for this and for so many other reasons that he has deserved to be thrown out and has so far survived. But this one looks like it may be too much.
Yeah, I don't want the Democrats touching this. This is a Republican problem, just like Marjorie Taylor Greene was a Republican problem that Democrats went and solved for them. Because, you know, I've yet to find many people who are on board with this idea. I don't think the Democrats should have gone after Marjorie Taylor Greene. They should have left her on those committees so that every time we talk about education funding, we go, we need more money. See? Here's why. You end up like this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm skeptical, honestly. I think the risk of having her in actual policymaking committees is so dangerous. I mean, we're talking about the functioning of the federal government, and she's managed to obstruct that enough just as somebody who has nothing else to do.
Yeah, but I'm a guy who believes in speech. I want stupid to be talking as much as possible, because the more stupid talks, the more I'm going to listen, and then we're going to use that against them. I think the more opportunity you get her to expose just how corrupt they are, I think just my thought, the better off they are, better off we are. But I wanted to get some of your other thoughts, some of the craziness of the week. I wanted to get your thoughts on Ted Cruz taking his docu-safari down to the southern border and discovering that there's a problem.
This reminds me so much of Sarah Palin when she was kind of auditioning for a reality show and posted all these sort of home movies and various action scenes on the border and riding a horse. It just shows you that Ted Cruz is not interested in doing his job in the Senate. I mean, he's missed more votes than most members of the Senate. And it's because he's busy auditioning to get on Sean Hannity's highlights clip to make money on Twitter, talking about immigration and picking fights with, you know, musicians who are pro-immigration. This isn't someone interested in being a senator. It's a person who wants to be a celebrity, because honestly, that's a lot easier.
No, and that seems to be like a lot of them. That's about feeding their narcissism. It's about feeding, their egos. And this is why I love Joe Biden right now so much. Here's a guy who just shows up. He does his job. He doesn't want any credit. I mean, today was a perfect example. A woman shouted out, "Hey, you take credit for those 916,000 new jobs?" And he's like, "No, I give credit to the American people," and went on his way, went back to work.
And that's the magic that I think works for Americans, is that we've had a president since Joe Biden came into office who you feel safe not checking up on every minute of every day. It's not that you ignore him. Activists still hold Joe Biden accountable and push him to the left every day. But you don't have to worry that there's going to be some catastrophic crisis created by the president. And a sign that this is going really well is that you see candidates like Madison Cawthorn, who are actually campaigning on a stimulus bill they voted against.
Right.
And if legislation is that popular that Republicans are going to pretend they support it, what on earth are they hoping to run against Democrats on in 2022?
I'm right there with you, which is why I think this infrastructure plan has to get through, so they've got nothing left. I wanted to get your thoughts on the announcement today. Major League Baseball is moving the All-Star Game out of Atlanta. I'm not sure where I don't know that they've announced where they're going to move it to. But all because of what Brian Kemp and the Republicans did on returning to the good old days of Jim Crow.
And we're seeing this just the beginning. I mean, after all of this voter suppression legislation that they forced through, these Republicans that position themselves as job creators, the party of business, are at risk of driving Coca-Cola out, at risk of driving Delta out, which has said that they're considering their options. And now they've lost an All-Star game. And the thing that upsets me the most is that Kelly Loeffler had the audacity to use Hank Aaron's name as an excuse to say, this is a disgrace to Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron, an athlete and a leader who opposed the GOP's attempts to vilify Colin Kaepernick, who supported kneeling for the anthem. Hank Aaron would support this completely. And it is disgraceful to see them trying to play this game.
No, it's incredible to me. But what I find interesting is that, you know, the guy that Donald Trump reached out to and said, "Hey, can you find, 12,000 votes in the sofa cushions for me?" And I still think that needs to be investigated and he needs to be held accountable for it. They threw the guy that he was calling under the bus as well, this Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, because they want to take the power away from it, even though he did absolutely everything that they asked of him to do, except for, outwardly in a criminal fashion, find 12,000 votes in the seat cushions.
Yeah, Raffensperger pursued every questionably legal method possible to suppress the vote, to stop Black Georgians from voting. The only thing he wasn't willing to do was literally and without cause invalidate an election that it wasn't even clear he had the power to invalidate. And that was insufficient loyalty for the Republicans. I mean, let this be a sign that Republicans are not mincing words. They're being very clear. They have no use for democracy if that gets in the way of Republican victories, and they will get rid of everyone, including Republicans, who stands in the way of making it harder to vote.
No, and to highlight that point,
that's
just a story,
the Republican platform.
No, I mean, just a story I talked about a minute ago, this Justin Hill, from Republican from Missouri, who on the floor, I guess, of the Senate, this legislative floor in Missouri, said that he was, what was the word? He was proud. He was proud to stand against the will of the people, even though his constituents voted to expand Medicaid. He was going to protect them, and he was voting against their will, and he was proud of that, which just says, you know, they don't care about what the people want. They care about their power and their ideology.
Absolutely. And I mean, we are in an acutely dangerous place. And as great as it is to see Major League Baseball, Coca-Cola, Delta speaking out in Georgia, we are not going to be saved by mega corporations that care about what's good for mega corporations. We're going to be saved when activists get out like Stacey Abrams motivated people to do and elect Democrats on the state level who will undo this damage. Let's build that, and we can praise Coca-Cola after we've secured the vote for Black Georgians.
There you go. Lastly, I wanted to get your thoughts on the events in the Capitol today. Another Capitol police officer murdered by a domestic terrorist. Fortunately, he was gunned down, so we don't have to worry about that. I wanted to get your thoughts.
This is absolutely tragic. I mean, the Capitol police have seen more death and more mayhem just in the first couple months of 2021 than they've seen in years. And it really reminds us that for all of the justified things that are coming out in this Derek Chauvin trial, all of this reckoning that we're finally having with race, that for police like the Capitol Police, who are trying to do their jobs, who are risking their lives to protect people, they're not receiving any kind of meaningful support from the GOP. There are Republicans who voted against giving these people the Congressional Gold Medal. And now another one has been taken from us in a senseless act of terror. And we need to address this. We need to get serious and really look at Capitol security.
No, and there needs to be a crackdown on these anti-government types and the militia types and all of this, because it's getting to the point where it's out of hand. And I don't know how you put this genie back in the bottle, but, you know, way too extreme.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's marked by a lack of faith in institutions, I think a stress and a frustration about the economy, about COVID, about any number of real or perceived injustices. I mean, this is the Department of Justice's number one domestic priority, yeah, as Merrick Garland has said, and it needs to be, because they are not joking around.
No, we got to do something. But Max, I appreciate the time. Always great talking with you. I hope you'll come back and share some more thoughts with us.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Max Burns, Democratic strategist, columnist over at the Daily Beast. Make sure you check out his work. We'll get links out on how you do that. Quick break. Right back. Stick around.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.